Johnson. Oh, going for the championship, that ain't coming close. This might require taking notes, homie, listen close. Serendipity when you know, you the one who chose. We going past the end zone, crushing every goal. I feel it in my enzymes, in my chromosomes. If you ain't come outside to go hard, then go back home. I'm in my zone, if it ain't greatest, I'm better left alone. This for the world, put what we speaking on speakerphone. Yeah, Wills, let them know what we be on. Serendipity, man, tune in.
What's going on, good people? Welcome to another episode of Serendipity. I'm Inky Johnson here with my brother.
I'm Okafor News, better known as Oak, I guess. What's up, boss?
D. You ever saw somebody say D? That's D, Okafor News. How you feeling, man?
I feel excellent in this moment.
Right on.
I feel excellent. I just the energy. We vibing. You know, like we always do.
No question.
And just all of the exterior noise happens to be positive.
Right on.
Right now, you know, so I don't feel like I'm having to work hard spiritually to just be in the moment, to be at peace. That's right, a good feeling. You know, sometimes you got to fight for your peace.
That's real, man.
Sometimes you got to fight for your serenity.
That's real.
So I'm not taking it for granted that in this time right here, I don't have to fight for it. Mm. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, man.
You know, that's when I say I just want to sit on the porch and watch the grass grow. That's essentially what I mean. I just want to be in a place of where I don't have to fight for the peace. I'm going to get the peace now.
No question. One way or another.
One way or another. But when you're in a place where you don't have to fight for it, that's even better, though.
Yeah, I'm picking that up. It's interesting, Oak. Like, man, in the early years with my arm, you know, they would bring different options to me. And, you know, their intentions were always in the right place, mm-hmm. in terms of just trying to help me and presenting different options to me. And I remember telling one of the guys, because I would turn down the options. I would be like, nah, man, I'm cool. And one of the guys asked me one day, he was like, man, you know, like, just curious, why do you keep turning down the options? Like, you don't want to go here, you don't want to try this. And I said, man, I finally captured peace, man.
Yeah.
I was like, and it's been a battle to get to this point, you know, because you go from being able to use your arm to you can't use it to... Mm-hmm. adopting a new normal, just in life. Like, it was a battle internally trying to get to a place of peace, you know, spiritually, mentally. And I told him, I was like, man, I finally captured peace. Like, and I get it. Y'all intentions are correct. It's right. It's coming from the right place. But I've been battling internally for a long time to get to the space and place that I'm in. And so I can't step back outside of that to disturb what I've been fighting to capture, you know? So I'm picking that up, man. Yeah, we're talking about that peace.
You got that peace, boss. Because the thing is, Ink, when you wake up in the middle of the night and you sitting at the edge of the bed, and you contemplating life, you contemplating what's going on, you're crying, or you're just trying to figure it out.
Right on.
And then you get to a place where you can sleep through the night.
Mm.
Like, that's the difference.
Yeah, man.
When you get to a place where you can sleep through the night, wake up in the morning, put your feet on the floor and be invigorated and excited about the day, man, you can't beat that with a stick. You can whip it all day, but you can't beat it. You hear me?
I'm picking it up, Doc.
I promise you, man.
I'm picking it up.
So, you know, just having, what I want us to understand is, don't lose sight of those moments of peace, those moments of serenity.
Talk about it.
Don't lose sight of them. And then be cognizant of how did you get there?
Yeah.
What happened? What did you do?
Mm.
What part did you play in your moments of peace?
Teach, yo. Teach. Right?
So that you can develop a blueprint to get to your moments of peace, even in the midst of chaos.
Yeah, man.
Right,
teach.
It's such that it just like is not something that just happens.
Yeah.
Right? It's something that you've created. You create your peace. You make your peace.
Mm. Right on, man. Picking that up.
Because there's going to be always, always, if it, as the old folks say now, if it ain't one thing,
it's another.
It's another. So life going to keep on rolling. It's going to keep on coming at you. So you're going to have to figure out.
Hey, you know how you hear the elder say, God, if it ain't one thing, it's another. You know what I'm
right.
saying?
Right. That's a truism, man.
Man, talk about it.
And so the way in which you battle it, the way in which you fight it, and the way in which you overcome it is when you find those moments of peace, go deep into how did you get there. And don't look at it as just, oh, okay, it's cool in this moment. No, there are some decisions that you made.
Yeah,
there are some perspectives that you shifted.
Yeah, man.
Right? There's some thought processes that you went through to get you to that place. Now, how do you maintain it? Or not even maintain it, because, of course, it's going to come and go, but how can I get back to it?
Yeah, man.
How can I get back to my serenity? How can I get back to my peace? Or as I like to say, how can you get back to your zero, your balance, your place of balance?
Pick that up, man.
Yeah.
Pick that up. Kick us off with this quote card, man, and it reads, in life, God doesn't give you the people you want. He gives you the people you need to help you, to hurt you, to leave you, to love you, and to make you the person you were meant to be. In life, God doesn't give you the people you want. He gives you the people you need to help you, to hurt you, to leave you, to love you, and to make you the person you were meant to be. Yeah, dog. Yes, sir.
I call it functionality.
Talk about it.
And what's difficult in relationships, regardless of any relationship, whether that's romantic, whether that's transactional, whether that's coach, player, doesn't matter. Even family, in any relationship. The people that are in your circle are there for a purpose.
Mm.
Now it says they're there to hurt you.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
Because you can't understand what love feels like without being hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You can't understand what joy feels like without being let down, without sorrow.
Mm.
You can't understand the greatest things in life internally. You can't understand how important that is until you don't have it,
right,
until
on.
It's taken away.
Right on.
So, this just goes to where my mind goes. Parents, people who are in charge of rearing young people, please don't give them what they want. Give them what they need.
Pick that up.
Because we are living in a society now of a whole vast of young adults who have been given what they wanted. And now life is not cooperating.
Mm.
And they do not know how to deal with the lack of cooperation from life.
Yes, sir.
Of giving them what they want.
Mm.
So give them what they need. I was talking other day, and I said, yeah, my mom would give, my son's TVs and stuff. And when we got back to the city, because we would go to the country and get it, right?
I know.
I mean, go to the country, and she would just send back, give them all types of stuff. So when we get back to the city, I was giving the TVs away.
Yeah.
I was giving the shoes away.
Yeah.
I was giving the clothes away.
Yeah.
Because they didn't need it.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
And so she just started just keeping them down there so they could enjoy it when they were with her. That's what grandparents are supposed to do.
Right on. Right?
But you're not coming here in this house and get what you want. You're going to get what you need.
No question.
My pops would always say, I'm going to give you some of the things you want, but I'm going to give you everything that you need.
Yeah.
Right?
That's
right. And so that's what I think the universe and I think what the creator is saying to us, that you're always going to get what you need.
Yeah, man.
And sometimes you need to be hurt.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Sometimes you need to be nurtured.
Pick that up.
Pick
it up.
Sometimes you need to feel pain.
Mm.
Sometimes you need to feel joy.
Mm.
Like all of this is a part of the recipe for a life of peace.
Mm.
All of it. Mm. The salt and the sugar.
Mm. Talk about it, though.
So everything, all of these ingredients go in.
Because
if you only have the sweet stuff,
yeah, yeah, right,
you ain't going to get no good cake. You know what I'm saying?
Talk
if you don't season this chicken with a little hot sauce before you put the flour and stuff in it, right?
Teach him.
Or if you don't put no pepper and the salt.
Mm.
So all of it goes together.
Mm.
We get caught up in and get and lose our way when we only want the one side of the situation.
Yeah.
When we just want the good stuff.
Mm.
When we just want the joy.
Yeah.
And the excitement.
You talking.
Right? But it takes the sorrow and the pain, and it all comes together for you to be able to tell a story, for you to be able to tell your story, for you to have some experiences, and so you can be able to teach it to the ones coming behind you.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, man, God cold-blooded, man. God cold-blooded. That's why it's like, yeah, in life, you got to have the joy. You got to have the pain. You got to have the hurt. You got to have the sorrow. You got to have the excitement, the invigoration, all of it. All of it goes together.
Oh, there's a song, I think it might be. Is it New Edition? Can you stand the rain? Is it New Edition? Is it New Edition, Simone? Can you stand the rain? That's it, mate.
Johnny Gill.
Can you stand the rain? They say, can you stand the rain? That is.
I know that I can count on
it.
Yeah,
it is.
On a perfect day.
It is on a perfect day. It say, hey, the first line say what? On a perfect day, I know I can count on you, right? That's like saying when somebody gets something that happens for them in their favor, they're going to be positive. They're going to be nice. That's why my favorite quote in the world is that King's quote. When you say you judge the true character and caliber of a person, not by where they stand in times of comfort and convenience, you judge the true character and caliber of a person by where they stand in times of challenge and controversy. It reveals the true nature of that person's character, right? Let's get into it, man. God doesn't give you the people you want. He gives you the people you need to help you, to hurt you, to leave you, to love you, and to make you the person you were meant to be. The thing that I love about it, it's like with love, right? Or with some people, lust, whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to take love, right? Oftentimes, when we deal in love, we love the version of people that best suits us.
Yes.
We don't always love the version of that person that best suits us in our development and the people that we're striving to become.
Mm-hmm.
We love the best version of that person that best suits us. We don't always appreciate the best version of that person that helps us develop into the people that we're destined to become. That's the person that we need.
Yeah.
Right? You don't always need the coach that's going to pat you on the butt and say, good job. Sometimes you need the coach that's going to say, hey, man, get your shit together.
Mm-hmm.
Get your life together. Like, let's go. Other times you might need the cat that's going to say, hey, youngin, you too hard on yourself, man. Give yourself some grace. Now, the wisdom in that is knowing what season that you're in and knowing how to receive it.
Yeah.
Like being honest with yourself. Right? It's times in your life to where you're going to need that drill sergeant. Right? It's times in your life to where you're going to need that cat to give you that grace. Right? Not rebuking it, not fighting it. Understanding and being honest with yourself and knowing what you need in the moment, predicating upon the season that you're in life and the person that you're striving to become. Right? I so appreciate my wife, man. I speak all across the country, Oak. I be all on stages, in theaters. I'm in the Venice Theater in New York the other night. I be all across the country. Man, Lord is my witness. Allison Tequila Johnson taught me how to communicate.
Hmm.
Some may say, man, Inky's one of the most dynamic communicators in the country. My wife taught me how to communicate. And I didn't always like it, but God knew I needed it.
Yeah, yeah.
We would encounter some Oak I'm just trying to get away from, man. We going to double back on. I revisit in about 2 days. We been talking about this right now. I'm like, I don't want to talk about it right now. You need this, right? We need to talk about this, right? Taught me how to communicate. Taught me how to express my feelings. Taught me how to say what was in my mind, what I was thinking. But also taught me how to listen, right?
There you go.
Taught me how to
listen. There you go.
Taught me how to run it back and say, okay, I heard you say this. Am I correct with what I'm hearing? Is this what you're saying? But I needed the other side first. I need her to force some issues first to teach me how to communicate. And on the flip side of that, it taught me how to be a better listener. But if I would have rebuked her trying to teach me how to communicate, she wasn't saying, I'm just going to teach you how to communicate. She was just making me stay in the moment. Nah, you ain't exiting this one. Eh? Nah, you go and you talk to everybody. You get your little standing ovation. Ooh, yeah. Nah, we finna deal with this. Right? Lord knows I didn't want it, but I needed it. Right? It helped me in my development as a man. So always remember, man, God may not give you what you want, but you're going to always get what you need.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
And the other part is for people to, it says in life, God is going to send you people who are going to leave you.
Mm. Ooh-wee.
To leave. Ooh-wee. But they have to leave you so that you stop depending on them and depend on what they taught you.
Teach, pick that up.
Because it's like...
that up.
If you stay with the person who's supporting you, who's always nurturing you, who's always lifting you up, right? Then you never get a chance to get the opportunity. You never get the opportunity to walk out and see what it is that you've picked up, what they taught you.
Right.
So for me, it was like I didn't really understand or know or was able to manifest what I was being taught down in Woodland, Georgia until I got to Atlanta.
Mm.
Until I left that place.
Yeah.
And now I had to recall all of the lessons, all of the early mornings, all of the hawk killings, all of the going to chop down the truck, cut down the trees to warm the house up, right? All of the splitting of the wood, like that work ethic, I wouldn't have understood how important that was until I had to leave. So whether it's me leaving or them leaving you, but the separation. So God send people to teach you something, leave you for you to then manifest what it is that they've taught you.
That's good.
So if your mom or your dad or your elders, whomever, whatever it is that they put inside of you, you won't ever manifest it until you get away from them. So they got to leave you in order for you to manifest it.
Mm.
And sometimes leaving you means they transition into the spirit world.
Because
I didn't become the dad that I became until my dad transitioned March 26, 2002.
Wow. Yeah.
Right? Because if Pops was still with me, I would have still been leaning on Pops.
Mm-hmm.
Pops, what you think about this? Isaiah did this. Josiah did this. Amara did this. Whoop, the whoop, whoop, whoop. Mm-hmm. Right? Now, oh no. You got to lean on the understanding that and the teachings that you got from little boy all the way up until this time.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean by God and sends people to leave you.
Yes, sir. Man,
that's it for me, man.
That's strong, yeah. That's why I always say, man, it's one thing to know scripture, it's another thing to live it.
Yeah.
Right? I always tell cats, man, have the courage, like, to live it. Like, when you know you should be doing something, right? When you got something on your spirit, like, it's one thing to know it, it's a totally different thing to live it. Like, when somebody has taught you something, the elders, whoever, imparted something on you. Like, you can know it, but until life puts you in that situation and you got to live it, it's a totally different experience.
Yes, sir.
Totally different experience. And your growth, oftentimes, when you have to live it, regardless of the result, regardless of the outcome, your growth is exponential. Because you had to put yourself in a space and place to where now you had to walk out and really live something that was imparted within you. And so the result is not even an issue.
Mm-mm.
It's not even about wins and losses at that moment. It's about walking out on something that was imparted in you alone, just having the courage to do it. Just having the courage to stand on the principles, the morals, all these things that was taught and imparted within. Just having the courage to do it. That's the W, right? But it's always a totally different ball game, man, when you got to live the things that you've been taught and you get taken outside of your comfort zone and put in that wilderness and you got to walk that thing out. That's different. That's different. Oak, how does one build trust, man? How does one build trust, right? I got trust is built on consistency, right? Mm-hmm. But how does one build trust?
Let me say more.
Yeah.
Build trust in terms of you trying to get somebody to trust you mm-hmm. or you trusting someone else. Which one is it?
I would say me trusting somebody else.
Okay. I think that one is kind of, for me, it's a lot easier because that's my perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning I have the perspective of I trust you because of our relationship, and I'm not just saying you, but I'm just saying the bigger you, whoever it may be, because of our relationship, and I pay so much attention to how you move, I trust that you're going to move how you've been moving.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't look at trust as self-referential, meaning do I trust that you're going to treat me and do me right? I look at trust as other referential, meaning how you move mm-hmm. and however you treat other people, however you treat me, or however you deal with this, I'm watching and seeing how you move in all these different spaces, and that level of trust is developed.
Hmm.
Maybe high, maybe medium, maybe low, maybe none at all.
Yeah.
So yeah. I look at the way in which a person moves, not necessarily with me, hmm. because the way you're moving with me may be that may be a transactional relationship.
Talk about it.
That may be because I have this particular position, so you're gonna treat me like, you're gonna give me a little bit more respect.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna, treat me like because I may be the boss or whatever yeah. it may be, or in charge or whatever. No, I'm gonna see how do you treat this person over here? How do you treat that person over there? How do you interact with this person here from all different levels and aspects? Then now I know who you are.
Right on.
As Dr. Maya Angelou said, when people show you who they are, believe them. But you have to pay attention.
Yeah, man.
She didn't necessarily say when they show you who they are with you. I look at it when you show me who you are with other people as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I believe.
Yeah. Because
see, you can tell me anything.
Right.
You can treat me any kind of way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because it may be transactional. With me and you may be transactional.
Mm-hmm.
But the way you get down across the board.
Right on.
That's who you are.
No question.
Right? And then whatever that is, that's my level of trust.
Hmm. That's a fact.
So I don't think a person ever has broken my trust.
Hmm. Talk about explain.
Meaning, because I decided not to give you my trust before I figured out or watched you in enough arenas to see who you are.
Pick it up.
Right?
Yeah.
If you throw Kobe Bryant the ball, is he going to shoot it or not?
Right.
If you throw Allen Iverson the ball,
right,
is he going to shoot it or not?
Yeah.
If you throw Magic Johnson the ball,
yeah,
is he going to shoot it or pass it?
Trust them to be who they are.
Trust them to be who they are. So the work is you just study people long enough, meaning invest in developing a relationship
mm-hmm.
and relinquish expectations.
There it is. There it is.
So that's why you can't break my trust because I don't have no expectations of you.
Because
expectation is I'm hoping and wishing for something that you haven't shown me.
Man,
so I ain't got no expectations of you. I'm just fooling with how you deal with how you move, right? So it's hard for you to break my trust.
Yeah, man.
You got to be, you almost got to be Satan, him or herself. You got to be real good to break my trust.
Yeah, buddy, I love it though, man. I love it because like we talked about, trust them to be who they are, right? A person, we're creatures of habit. Mm-hmm. A person will always revert back to who they are, right? It's funny though, you just talked about expectations. I got it wrote down. Expectations, premeditated way to create disappointment. Expectations, premeditated way to create
you finna make me. I'm finna take this microphone off and walk up out of here, man.
There it is.
I'm done.
Right? Expectations.
I try to tell people all the time, relinquish expectations. Mm. You gotta relinquish expectations. I expect you to do. And when they don't, you become disappointed.
Right.
I don't expect anything of you. Mm. I'm gonna ride with you on this journey.
Yes, sir.
And we're gonna create magic on the ride.
No doubt.
We're gonna build a fortitude on the ride.
Yeah.
We're not worried about the destination. Mm. It may be controversial, you know, whatever it may be, but the more you can relinquish expectations, the more you can embrace the joy that you're gonna have in your life.
Yes, indeed, man. I'm picking that up.
They are, joy and expectation are diametrically opposed to each other. Mm.
Yes, sir, I'm picking it up.
And the thing is, because we've been taught that expectation is a prerequisite for investment, for love, for care and concern, and one of the things that we need to develop a strong relationship. Mm-hmm. When really, the relinquishing of expectations, because when you relinquish expectations, then you also relinquish judgment.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
See, I can hold you accountable without being judgmental. Mm.
Talk
about I can press you to be your best self without judging you when you're less than your best.
Right on.
Right. It takes work to really have a healthy relationship.
Yes, sir.
Which real is why work. Most relationships are toxic.
Absolutely.
Because it's real easy and it's lazy to be in a toxic relationship.
Right.
But to have a healthy relationship, it takes work.
No question. Right.
Like you were saying earlier with Allison, the work that it took for you to sit down and when she said, okay, we need to talk, and you sat down, that was work for you. It was pushing you outside of your comfort zone, right? So it's work to be in a healthy relationship. Mm. It's not comfortable. It's not easy. It's not one person getting their way.
Yeah.
Right? And so what happens is with expectations, if I have an expectation of you, that's me putting you in a box, putting you in a cage.
Teach.
Because whether you meet the expectation, I'm going to exalt you, mm-hmm. but you're still within the expectation that I have for you. Mm. What about the expectations you got for you?
Right.
So my expectations is, again, self-referential.
Mm-hmm. Teach. Okay.
Meaning we are so self-referential as people because we are we take ourselves to be in the center of everything,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So expectation, the relinquishing of expectations allows me to grow closer and stronger to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then in those places where you may miss the mark,
right.
because you were blind, I can see your blind spots.
Right.
I can correct you.
Yeah.
Out of love.
Right on.
No pressure.
No doubt.
Because there's no judgment.
Right.
Judgment, expectations, are the antithesis and the thing that keeps us from joy and peace in relationships.
Mm. Expectations, boy. Expectations ruin stuff, boy.
Yeah, they do.
I'm talking about organizations, mm-hmm. teams, families, relationships, communities. Expectations ruin stuff, man. So I'm definitely picking up. I heard our guy, man, Tom Brady, say mm-hmm. something on my boy Vic podcast, man. It was dope. Vic Blends, man. Brady said, you have to figure out how to win when things aren't going your way. You got to figure out how to win when things aren't going your way. Man, that's real.
Yeah.
Anybody can win when the chips fall, how they want them to fall, when things are going, anybody could do that. But you got to figure out how to win when things aren't going your way. I think that's the true depth. That's why I used to love when they used to talk to Floyd. And a lot of people feel how they feel about Floyd. Floyd used to say, man, I'm a champion. I adapt to anything, right? I'm a champ. I adapt to anything, right? Like, you got to figure out how to win when things aren't going your way. Now, what does a win look like when things aren't going your way, right? What does that look like? It's like gratitude, right? Like, when things aren't going your way, what does that look like, right? What is a win? Is a win getting up with my family today? Is that a win? What is a win? Is it going to breakfast with my daughter? Is that a win? Like, what does that win look like, right? I think that has to be clearly defined on a personal level when you got to figure out how to win when things aren't going your way. Everybody can win, Doc, when they get what they want. That's easy, man.
Yep.
Can you win when things aren't going your way, Doc? Talk about it, though.
I look at it like when things are not going your way and you're still able to win, that means your character and foundation is poured correctly.
Teach.
Because you always going to deal in life and come and meet life circumstances, whether it's good, it's bad, it's going your way or it's not, you're going to meet it with your character.
Every time.
Every time. Something as simple as when you walk in the room, speak. Right? Why are you speaking? Yeah. You're speaking to acknowledge the presence and the power of God for waking somebody else up this morning along with yourself.
Teach, man. That's it. Yeah, Doc. Pick that up.
I ain't speaking because I don't like him.
Pick that up.
I don't like her. No, no. You're speaking. You're speaking is saying, thank you, our Father, our Mother, the universe, the Creator, however you want to see it, right? You're saying to the Creator, thank you for waking somebody else up along with waking me up.
Pick that up.
Let me acknowledge their presence. So, because what I'm really doing is acknowledging your power. When I acknowledge the presence of others, I'm acknowledging the power of the Creator.
Pick that up, man.
Right? Because you're rooted in character. That's why grandmama say, speak to folk. Just don't cause nothing to speak.
Don't cause a thing. Don't cause a thing, Doc.
Right? So even when things are not going your way, there are a plethora of things in life that you can do that doesn't cost anything. Something as simple as you're walking in a place, you're walking in the park and you're just contemplating whatever's going on in your life and you see two pieces of paper laying down on the ground. You pick those two pieces of paper up and put them in the trash can. Watch how it makes your spirit feel. Watch how it makes your spirit feel.
Yeah.
Right? Just doing those small, subtle, good things in life.
Yeah, man.
That's how you win. That's showing up every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
That doesn't cost anything.
Yeah, man.
It's the only thing it requires is you being cognizant and having the gratitude of being able to be where your feet are in that moment.
That's good. That's good.
Because when things are not going your way, what you got to go back to? The basics.
Yeah.
So we playing ball, right? We running up and down the court. Boom, they scoring. No, let's slow this thing down.
Mm-hmm.
Let's run this play. Even if we got to run the play to get a foul. So we can shoot the free throws. Even if we miss the free throws from a foul shot, we can at least get back and set up the defense. There's so many things.
Pick it up.
To going back to the basics.
Pick it up.
That you can do. And from a sports standpoint, from a life standpoint, like, okay, what did you do? What brought you joy when you were six? You mad. You frustrated. Life's not going your way.
Yeah, man.
What brought you excitement when you were seven?
Yeah, man.
Man, on a Friday, I think about it like on a Friday, man, I would go to school, make sure I get me them rubber bands and get me a stick and put them rubber bands on that stick and get me another stick and make me a little bow and arrow because the Duke's Hazel were coming on that night.
Yes, sir.
And I'd jump in and out of my mama's car through the window because, and I would think about that.
Yeah.
Like, that was heaven to me. Finna watch the Incredible Hulk. Finna watch the Duke Boys. Finna watch Dallas. And then the Lakers and the 76ers. Gonna be on tape delayed at 11:30.
Tape delayed, yeah, baby.
And then get up Saturday morning and watch cartoons. So I run that back in my head all the time. And but what I'm running back is the feeling.
The feeling, dog. The feeling. The feeling.
So this moment does not supersede the feeling of joy. I know where to go and get joy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Figure out and know, understand, where can you go get your joy? Here and here. Your own personal joy. I just told you one place for mine.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. I love it, O. You got to figure out how to win when things aren't going your way.
Yeah.
Tough moments are the foundation of what you construct and you build greatness. Appreciate it. When it ain't going your way, that's where you construct and you build, right? Mm-hmm. But you got to find the moments. You got to know. You got to be cognizant. And people like you said something earlier, and I hope they picked it up and they caught it, when you was talking about, like, know what makes you feel a certain way.
Yes.
Like, know how to get to that point. Know how to get, in basketball, they say, man, know how to get to your spot, man. Yep. Know how to get to your spot. Like, when you was talking about that rubber band, like, bro, most people used to hate when it rained. I love when it used to rain when I was little. Mm-hmm. Me and my cousin gonna go get them bottles, man. We finna be racing them bottles down the street in the rain. I loved it.
Yeah.
It made me feel a certain type of way. Maya Angelou quote says it. People may forget what we say, people may forget what we do, but people never forget the way we make them feel, right? Every single day we got an opportunity with the people we meet, the people we greet, to make them feel a certain type of way, right? Despite what may be going on. That don't cost a thing, man. That don't cost you nothing. People remember that. I tell people all the time. My wife, man, we pick our children up from school. Oak, I kid you not. Almost every single day or other day, we go to the exact same place. I'm like, babe, you want to go to that place again? She like, yeah, the lady in the drive-thru remind me of my aunt. I'm like, but she not your aunt. She ain't your auntie, right?
No,
but she make her feel a certain type of way.
Exactly.
And so she want to go there because of the feeling that she get. When you think about the X factor in life, what is it? It's not anything materialistic or superficial. What's at the foundation of everything that we do? Why do we go to the places we go? Why do we do business with the people? People, man. Mm-hmm. Like, what's the feeling you giving people every single day? Like, what's the feeling that you're bringing to things every single day? That's how you learn how to win when things ain't going your way, right? You're cognizant of what makes you feel a certain type of way. You're cognizant how to get to your spots. You're cognizant what you bring into an environment. You're cognizant how to control what you can control. Spirit, energy, perspective, mindset, attitude, folk. I can control that. I probably can't control what happens externally. I probably can't, but I can control what I bring into an environment every single day of the week. And I never let you take that from me. Because the moment I give you that, I gave you everything.
Yep.
That's how you win when things ain't going your way, man.
Yep.
Control what you can control, baby. I love it.
Rooted in your character, man.
Rooted in your character, man. Oak, when you hear stay process oriented and not outcome driven and keep consistency in a process and an approach, stay process oriented and not outcome driven and be consistent in your process and your approach. Be consistent in your process and your approach, not outcome oriented. We always talk about excluding the outcome. But just consistency in your approach and your process.
And I always go back, when you say or give me something like that, my first thought just goes back to, okay, what did I learn in Woodland? What did I learn growing up? What did I learn from pops, mom, them, grandparents? So stay process oriented.
Mm-hmm.
This time right here, from the time I was able to remember, I remember Granddaddy Lewis going to get Betsy up out the stall, hooking that plow up to her, and turning the ground over
mm-hmm.
to plow. Then as I got a little older, we would get a tractor, turn the ground over to plant. Mm-hmm. Then it was you plant the greens, and you plant the turnips, and you plant the tomatoes, and you plant the corn over here. Like, we were just fields everywhere where I grew up sometimes, you know. So the process was, this is what we do.
This is what we do.
It wasn't about what the fruit was going to yield, what the vegetable was going to yield, what the harvest was going to yield. It was all about, this is what we do.
This is what we do.
Which is, we plant. We turn the field, turn the ground over. We line them out. Line out the rows. Put the vegetables, put the fruits in. And then we tend to it.
Yes, sir.
That's the process, right? We invested in the process. Not one time that I ever hear my pops talk about, well, I hope we get a good harvest this year. Not one time. Mm. It was all the enjoyment. The peace was always in the process of doing things, right? Mm. It was pops waking up at 4:30 every morning, going to work, the process, right? Being invested in the process. Then whine about it, then complain about it, then talk about what the check was going to be at the end, you know, at the end of the week. None of that. Everything was the process. Then I started playing football. Mm. And with Coach Graham, it was the process. We're going to run this triple option. We can tell them what play we're going to run. It doesn't matter because our process stayed the same.
Yes, sir.
So sports to me yields itself to understanding what you're saying about the process more than the product.
Yeah.
More than the outcome.
Yeah.
Right? And so in life, how do you transfer that in life? Mm. What is your process?
Yeah, man.
From a day-to-day perspective, from a week-to-week perspective, from a season-to-season perspective, what is your process? And it doesn't matter. It runs the gamut. I know that's a large, that's a swath in terms of ideology. What is your process?
What's your process?
But what's your process? And you can fill in the blank. Right? What's your process of eating? What's your process of taking a shower? What's your process when you wake up in the morning? What's your process when you go to sleep at night? What's your process for praying? What's your process? Mm. That is what you always, and you want to get to a place where your process become consistent.
Yes, sir.
Because mastery is in the consistency.
Better believe it.
And then once you begin to be consistent, then you become a master of it. And once you, and so it's this, doesn't matter. Only thing that matters is you understanding your process.
Yes, sir.
That's the only thing that matters.
Yes, sir. I'm picking that up. I'm picking that up, folks. Your process will always lead you and navigate you back to success.
Yes.
Always, yeah. Right? Like every single day, I read quote cards, not because I just want to read quote cards. Like, I read quote cards all the time. But every single day, I start my day off with quote cards without fail. I don't care if I'm in Washington, California, Florida, Alabama, New York, Texas. Every single day, I start my day off with quote cards without fail. That's my process. That's me putting on my armor. That's me getting my perspective in order. That's me getting my gratitude right. That's me reading something to put my disposition in the right space and place. That's my process. Your process will always navigate you back to success. What is success for you, right? What's your process? You got to have something that you follow and lock into every single day to get you to the places that you want to go and the person that you're striving to become, right? But you have to stay consistent in your process, because the moment your process is predicated upon what you're trying to accomplish and what you're trying to get, if it's materialistic and superficial, you jump on the emotional roller coaster.
Yep.
Now you're all over the place. Stay consistent in your approach and your process. The outcome will take care of itself. I'm going to say it again. Stay consistent in your approach and your process. The outcome will take care of itself. Mm-hmm. Every time.
The thing about even the outcome, I think what becomes problematic with focusing on the outcome is we can, from the external world, we are told what is successful. And we are told, and that changes. It's like the goalposts keep changing.
Talk about it.
Right?
Talk
about it. So success today is different from success 2 weeks from now.
Right.
It's different, you know, 2 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
But the process is always the same.
Right.
So that's why you want to stay focused on your process and be consistent in your process. Mm. And whatever the outcome is, it's going to be successful.
Right.
Why? Because you're determining what success is, not external.
Pick that up.
I want us to be real cognizant. Just sit in that for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
You have to determine what success is without the influences of the external world.
Pick that up, man.
Like if success is you having the ability to go and sit and have lunch with your daughter, if you've defined that as success, then you're successful.
Stand on that.
Right.
Stand on that.
Yeah. If someone else says success is X, Y, or Z, but you don't believe in it,
right?
But you decide that that's what you're going to strive for.
Mm.
That's why we see people, you know, striving to do things that's not in their heart.
Yeah, man.
Teach. That's not their passion. They just want the external validation.
Mm. Teach.
So then they end up, as you said, riding this emotional roller coaster. What we're really saying, y'all, is this. Whatever your process is, stick to it. Have the faith.
Yes.
Have the love.
Yes.
Have the passion to work towards your process.
Yes.
And when you get to it, it's going to be more fulfilling than exciting.
That's a fact, Doc.
Yeah.
That's a fact, man.
Because it's yours. You're able to own it.
Yes, sir.
Own your process.
Yes, sir.
If you're able to own your process, then you can own your success.
That's a word, Doc. Well, man, I'm going to land this plane with this word, Doc. Rejoice. Rejoice. Oak, I tweet almost every single day, man. I tweet. I be seeing cats everywhere. They be like, man, I be seeing your Twitter. I start off every single day almost on Twitter. And I say, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And people be saying to me all the time, like, man, you have no idea how much I be needing to see that tweet. I be like, you have no idea how much I be needing to send that tweet.
Mm.
Feel me? Like some days I be needing to send that tweet. Like I ain't just tweet, I be needing to send it, right? That's what rejoice is to me. I'ma do it anyway. I'ma go anyway. I'ma tweet it anyway. Yeah. I'ma move anyway. This is the day that the Lord has made, so let us rejoice and be glad in it. Take us home with it, oh.
Rejoice to me simply is like rejoy.
Rejoy. Rejoy.
So the day, today is the day that the Lord has made, right?
Mm.
So you begin in a new day.
Yes, sir.
So what you have to do is go back and bring yesterday's joy into today.
Talk about it.
Rejoy.
Rejoy. Rejoy. Right.
So every day we're always bringing joy to the table. Rejoice. Mm. Rejoice. Rejoice and be glad in it.
Mm.
Right? So there is nothing that happens yesterday that is going to keep me from rejoicing or having rejoice in today.
Talk about
because
it.
I'm going to be able to look back. Because, you know, as they say, my soul look back and wonder how we made it over. The fact that I'm able to look back is the reason that I have rejoiced.
Mm. Picking that up. I'm picking that up.
The fact that you're able to look back to yesterday and wonder how you made it over to today, that is the reason that you're rejoicing.
Mm.
Because you're here, because you made it another day. So they say, as they say, it is always good to be seen and not viewed.
Yes, indeed, Doc.
Right? So I'm rejoicing that today I'm able to be seen and not viewed.
Pick it up. Pick it up. I got you, Doc.
Right? So that's where we go with when we have the opportunity, God gives us the opportunity, the Creator gives us the opportunity, the universe gives us the opportunity. The greatest gift in the world is to wake up and put your feet on the floor and try it again. No matter how great or no matter how terrible yesterday was, but every morning you get an opportunity to do it again. That is the greatest gift that you have, to make somebody else's life better, to make your life better, to bring joy, to bring peace, to bring excitement, to bring those things into your circle, into other people's circle. Mm. So take it, rejoice in it, be glad about it, and do it again tomorrow. Be better than you were yesterday and not as good as you're going to be tomorrow.
Mm. Rejoice. Thank y'all for your time, man.
Peace.
Serendipity, man. Tune in.